Assalamu alaikum. This is your beloved brother Murad Muhammad live on your Block Talk Radio coming to you at 7 o'clock p.m. And it gives me great privilege and surely I'm highly honored. I take pride in understanding that we all have a role to play when it comes to learning who we are, why we're here, where we're going, and what time is it. And most of us is judging time by not by Allah's clock. They're judging time by man's clock. And I've been teaching on Block Talk Radio, New Alpha Excellence, for years to inform you that anything in the Quran that you read, it is not physical. So when I say God's clock, the first thing comes to your mind is about 7:01 as man's clock. Today is Tuesday. That's man's clock. And it's night. But not the type of night that God speaks of, but in our mind is night. And night for you are to go to sleep. No, you don't sleep in the sense of the word because it's not physical, but you will get a general idea that we all need to rest. We need a rest for the stupidity that we encounter during the day. And during the day, all the lights are lit. And because it's living, you can see God's creation. You know, in al-Islam, it says to Prophet Muhammad, prayers, peace be upon him, it says, read. Read in the name of your Lord that created. But I consistently, and I am consistent, I don't repeat myself, I'm not redundant, I am consistent. The Quran is consistent. You can read it 1,000 years and then you're removed from this earth. You haven't covered the complete understanding of the Holy Quran. That's God's clock. And he gives us barakats for what we do. And because of those barakats, those blessings allow you to make it in Jannah. You can't get in there with your money, with your looks, with your ego, with your degree. You only can get into paradise with your barakats. And we don't understand that we are blessed. Those who embraced it, al-Islam, is blessed to understand clearly what God says. Now, we can read the other books. It's nothing taboo with the Torah. It's nothing taboo with the Bible. What is taboo is your understanding of what you are reading. All reading with men who have the ability, because Allah gave that to us, we read these books, and they meant well. So that's what doesn't make them taboo. But when Allah decides to bring in the Holy Quran for man made and designed and use his faculties that God gave him and use his moral senses and was able to write the Torah. And it was okay, Allah permitted him or those who wrote it. But over the world, because they got revelation first from a book. Now, Revelation's been here way before the Quran, way before the Bible, way before the Torah. But man was acting in his nature. Allah didn't need no book. But when the Torah was created, it was permitted by God, because not a leaf falls from the tree without the will of Allah. And if you understand that very clearly, they got revelation in a book before anyone else. And so they called them the chosen people. But they got big-headed. And they died. And this is what I'm talking about. What do God mean? What do the Bible means when they said you die? Now, they are human beings, and they have an opportunity to be here to the final day of judgment. If you leave, you go into a holding place to the final day of judgment. But every day is a judgment day. And so, therefore, what do it mean in Scripture they die? Didn't I just told you, or you didn't comprehend? Nothing in the Holy Quran is physical. And nothing in the Bible or the Torah is physical. But Allah allowed man able to use his intellectual ability that's in tune with the nature in which he created. So therefore, on life, while you live, you can die. And my topic tonight has been the same, the Khalifa. Now, the Khalifa was given to you, started out, and yesterday on Blog Talk Real, New Africa, excellent, when I speak, I brought you the role of a moral life. Tonight, I said, the royal of the moral life, the Khalifa. And so it's very difficult to get you to understand what is the Khalifa. And when that individual decides to give you the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, he wasn't being evil. He felt you would never comprehend there's only one God. You can't figure out with these religions there be many more gods. And so they said that unintelligent person won't get it. So give them the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And those people was barbaric. They was drinking blood. They was eating live flesh. They had no knowledge. Them that had the understanding, they said they savages. Now, brothers and sisters, this came way before we was brought over here in America. So they didn't have that ability. They lived in the caves. And they was in bondage, in jail. And the reason why they lived in the caves is because they was free with no knowledge. These are white folks, come from Europe. So they, in their nature, found a way of looking for where they should live. That was in the caves. But when they lived in these mountains, they was so barbaric that they used to leave and go out hunting. But they didn't know how to cook their food. They didn't know how to shave the hair off their body. They just looked like a wolf man. But someone came up with the idea, you can't put human beings in jail. Whoa. So they freed them, but wanted them the hell out of Europe. And so when they went to the mountains, it was only when there was a forest fire Because they used to go out and get their animals to eat. They got their animals and able to clothe themselves when it was cold, because it's cold there in the mountains. But they were called cavemen. And some strange reason, they was run from over there. So they had to come through the eastern part of the world and through Turkey to get here. Now, tonight I'm not here to give you a whole history, but I'm just hitting it to get to the point that how is it that these people was released and they end up in North America? But then they end up here, their nature was telling them they have to make something of their life. Thing they saw here was a turkey. And he got away from the Turks. That's why they named it Turkey, because the turkey looked like the Turks. That's the way this animal looked. So they would cook this turkey, or back then they were just eating it raw, that they got away from the Turks and would chop his head off the way their heads were being chopped off. He wasn't coming over here. And so they made it a Thanksgiving Day. Rightfully so. Thanking God that they escaped where they escaped from. However, as time went by, they needed someone strong that could help them build this country. And so somebody come up with the idea, let's go get those black men that's strong, that love the sun. They didn't like the sun. That's why they look white. There was nothing there to make them dark or tan or brown. But the point is, they had a thinking that they were going to build America. And my God, did they do just that. Now, I know they did a lot of wrong things to do it, but it doesn't erase the fact they built it. So as years went by and as they studied, they got more wiser and more wiser. They knew what they couldn't do, so they went and got what they could trick and con and bring over here in America and put us in slavery. But let's get back to this book. Each one of those books was given permission. And John the Baptist was trying to tell everybody the truth, but they didn't like him because he wasn't talking their language. So today they only like John the Baptist, trying to wake them up. But the point is, brothers and sisters, if it wasn't for the forest fire, they would never have cooked food. They accidentally went back to see what all was ruined, where's the animals, and they smelled something smelled good. Whatever those animals was, they ate it. And they realized, wow, fire, cooking your meat, no more eating raw meat and drinking the blood of the meat. Isn't that amazing? No, it wasn't accidental. God sent them a message to show you cook that food. Just like what we build with iron and steel. Whoa, it was an earthquake. Some people died in that earthquake. God willed that earthquake. But why? Because we needed what came from the earth. Steel, iron, gold, silver, water, everything came from the earth. And man found out, he thought he lucked up on it. No, man got a brilliant intelligence. But we want to figure out, what is this iron? And what they really did is made weaponry out of it, so they can fight the war. That's what they did. They didn't know that they could use it to build strong, but they knew how to make knives and guns and machinery out of it. So who is this Khalifa? Because we don't know who the Khalifa is. Just like you didn't know the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and had none to know who God was. So they say they're not intelligent enough. Don't give it to them. Well, guess what, brothers and sisters? Back then, they didn't know what the Khalifa was. For 1,400 years ago and some months and some years, the Holy Quran was created. So they had to learn from this book called the Holy Quran. And God didn't say nothing about man. I'm going to make man in the earth. He said a Khalifa. Now, if they knew that, why they ain't teaching their children? If they had that understanding, why they didn't give it to the world? Because they didn't have that understanding. They wasn't barbarians, but they was very highly unintelligent. And because they were so unintelligent, brothers and sisters, that the men from the east, and we called the holy city Mecca, they was killing little girls, letting them die in the sand. And their arms dropped, they knew they was dead. Why? Because they thought the woman was a curse. So they were so highly unintelligent, they were practicing idol god. Well, you forgot that? They was doing that always in the beginning of Adam. His father was an idol worshiper, made him. Oh, you don't read these things. You can't connect the dot. And so therefore, Allah had to raise one up from amongst them. It was Abraham. But it didn't, Abraham did his job. But then here come Jesus. And Jesus did his job. But here come Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah. Did he not do his job? Yes, he did. Tie the book was in a form that you can open it up and begin to read it. Prior to that, there was no book. Once again, it was acting in their nature. I'll give you a good example, because sometimes you can misconstrue, but you just stay with me. I'm going to show you how to connect the dots. I'm a student of Imam Walter Steve Muhammad, and I take pride in doing so. And I'm saying to you that Allah says that there's not a group of people that he didn't raise a messenger from amongst them. Whoa! What happened to us? Think about it. Who was raised amongst us? Think about it. Nevertheless, while you thinking, keep in mind the Khalifa is not an individual. Whoa. So while you thinking and trying to pick out who is that individual, the Khalifa is not an individual. You can't call me a Khalifa. You cannot call an individual a Khalifa. So who is the Khalifa? You should understand that I can talk about this for a whole year, and I just gave you a little bit of it, and you're only going to get a little bit this evening. But at least you will understand how we came about and who we are. Because most of us think we came from Africa, and that's why we looked in state TV, because we found our daddy. Kunta Kinte. Satan is bad, boy. Satan took you back to Kunta Kinte in Africa. And you thought you was an African. It's a culture. Yes, our ancestors came from Africa. But who are you? Because before you was called yourself Africa, before the continent was called Africa, what was it? Tell you what it was. It was Abu Masjid. Abu Masjid Allah. The whole earth was a masjid, so it couldn't have been your continent. It could not be your home, your house. Where is our house? So let me teach on the Kaaba. Why, since then, y'all think it's Mecca. No, it wasn't. No, we turned towards the sacred house. And the house don't have no ceiling. Once it's called Kaaba, the words, home, a house. It means two different things, but we ain't here to teach that tonight. We're trying to figure out who is this Khalifa. So here it is. That Allah showed you a people that were in the caves having sex with animals, doing all the despicable things. And today, we have very highly intelligent men. But running through our babies and stealing babies from their mothers and hiding it. You can't find them. And doing the despicable, unmoral acts with our girls and kidnapping our women. Today, 21st century. So if you think they were unmoral back then, I'm going to give them back then a pass. Compare those today. Because back then, they didn't have the knowledge. Nobody gave them the knowledge. You have brothers calling Christians kafir. You got brothers calling their mother and their father kafir. How in the world, brothers and sisters, they going to be something they never read? So that means that same individual that used the word kafir is more stupid and more out of his understanding than the one that never read the book in their life. But they know that Bible. You won't call them a kafir that they don't know the Bible. But you call them a kafir because they don't know the Holy Quran. But did you try to teach them? Call good intention. No, you don't. And this is why you can't grow. Because you are repeating what our Jewish brothers that was in charge is doing. They kept it for themselves. That powerful book. They kept it for themselves. And because that good Jew, that I call Muslims, they Muslims too, but they use one single word, Muslim, we use the word Jew. My grandmother's a Jew. I got rabbis that love me and I love them like brothers. You would think they're my brothers. And I try my best to bring the good ones together. Today I say to my Islamic brothers, where are we? Now I'm not talking about you that just sit on the rug and listen to someone that can't produce nothing talking to you. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing that this one wants to be everything as an imam, but can't produce a damn thing? Can't help you to get a job or create a job. Can't help you to expand our community as one. Can help you, but they can take your money. They can take your money. But hell, you that stupid that you let someone just be over top of your money? Think about it, brothers and sisters. Let's talk about what they have, not what they should have. For all these years, it should be $10 million in the bank. But they're not that intelligent. So you know what $1 million to someone that don't and never had it before? But it's not their money. It's your money. And you don't know where it's at. You don't know how much, but yet $1 million in the bank draw good interest. Okay, if they give them just 3%. That's to pay all their necessary bills. So go and ask that individual, show me how much money did we make on our money that's sitting in the bank. Yes, they made it, but they're not going to tell you. So this is why I'm speaking about the Khalifa, because we are the Khalifa. But for some reason, we have got out of our morals. Tonight is the role you must play as your morals in your life. That's the Khalifa. So what is happening? We are reading, but we're not comprehending. So the Torah of the Holy Quran, made them very successful, but they held on to it. And so Allah had to bring Jesus to stop this, not to kill them, not to destroy them, stop them from multiplying, since you want to keep it to yourself. No man just woke up and went to school can do that. Allah sent his messenger. And his job was to take down the fig tree. You didn't get it. I know you're learning now. If you listen to Blog Talk Radio, New Africa Excellent, Raj Speaks, you know the fig, the tree. Yes, the tree is life. And those leaves is how they breathe in Allah's earth. I'm sorry, in his air. And the tree goes deep down and spread his foundation, his root. And then he comes up. You've got to have balance. The mountains. What Allah has the mountains for? But the mountains sits around the earth to balance the earth. The mountains. But isn't that something? Just think about it, all you who read the Holy Quran. For Allah said, if I had written revelation on the forehead, pardon me, on the mountain, the tallest mountain, the sand, meaning that physical mountain, Mount Everest, can't hold revelation. But you, brother, you, sister, we got revelation because it was written on Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, head, forehead. Now, what makes us stronger than that big mountain? Ed, he got revelation when he was in the cave. The cave, Mirage, like the brothers from Europe in the cave and lived in the cave. Yeah, if you think physical. Is the cave is where he was in the spider web, faked them out and they didn't know he was in there? Yeah, if you think you fake a physical. But what cave is Allah talking about? Well, let me give you something you should go back and check. What was the name of that cave that the prophet was in? Or he was in. Gotcha. Before he was in. Because it was named after he came out of it. So what was the name of the cave before? It didn't have no name. So what did they name the prophet? Cave, enlightenment. Whoa, what is enlightenment? See, your mind is like a cave. No spider webs. You don't let nobody in, but it should be so easy to break it down. No, it's difficult to give you the truth because a lie, if you lie, you probably can get right in. But the truth will not get in, even though there's spider webs won't let me in. A baby, they call it a special ed baby. The mother's talking to the child, but he would not open his eyes. Why? He's blind? No. Well, she's been talking to him. She had to go find a doctor and say, what's wrong with my child? Every time I hold him, he's his eye. He will not look at me. He will just turn his head. I'm trying, he said, you got to keep on. He closed you out. The only way he's going to get in is he got to show him in his nature that you really love him. You kidding? Yep. And more that child, this is in special ed. My wife was a special ed teacher, so I used to read this stuff. So this group from England showed how you can reach that child. You got to reach that individual intellect. And once you reach his intellect, he opened his eyes. So you fighting the truth. Read, Muhammad. Read in the name of your Lord that created you. Now, all I have to do is say, open your eyes, Muhammad, and will it. It's open. But you will not find in the Quran that three times Allah spoke to Muhammad. How he had to speak three times of what he created. Not a leaf falls from the tree without God's will. So God willed him to get it, why he had to tell him three times? Because I've been looking for it, and I came to the conclusion, it says Ikra one time. But why I got it, you don't have it, because it got out the classroom. You stop practicing your morals. But more important than that, I don't get off the course because, you know, I will. And I'll come back. The angel will bring me back. But Muhammad the prophet never said to Allah he can't read. But the baby couldn't open his eyes. You couldn't penetrate. He couldn't penetrate and let his nature take over, because he wasn't in tune with his nature, even though he acted as his nature. He never got out of his nature. So he was in his nature, but Allah said, you take a step and I take two. So he had to fight to figure out, what is the Lord saying to me? Read in the name of your Lord that created. Never told him he's the creator of the heavens and the earth and everything between it. I'm the system of all knowledge. He didn't say that. He said, read in the name of your that created. He tried to get it. Then he wanted to articulate it. He couldn't. That was the second time. You take a step, Allah would take two. When Allah saw him straining and had good intention, he said, read, Muhammad. Read in the name of your Lord that created. That baby opened the eyes. That kind of those webs from the spider webs went down. He opened his eyes and he saw Allah's creation. The sun, the moon, the stars, the mountain, the earth. All was he reading. It's coming to him now that he had met with God. So explosion took part in his head. The lights was turned on. But not explosion as you see fire. It was his intelligence, his five senses, his nature, his demeanor, fitra. His soul began to talk to him. His spirit this spirit. And I'm like, why? He was stimulated. Oh, was he fired up? But a lot of you talk about man's why. The will of Allah, the creation of Allah. And Muhammad, the prophet, began to read. What are you reading, brother? What are you reading, sister? That we have got so far off the course that we have put our lives in the hand, not one we don't know. We're putting our lives in the hand of one who worked for Satan. And Satan's job, brothers and sisters, to Allah of being a Khalifa. So sometimes we got to go back and study what is this all about. Because Iblis wasn't created to be a devil. And he didn't know he had that side. He was a good jinn. He was one of those jinns. The jinn heard, there's a group of jinns heard a beautiful recital. And no jinn nor man should ignore that recital. But what happened? He didn't know he had another side. He didn't know that, brothers and sisters. But he got jealous. He got jealous that another creature was coming in here. And if he could have gave it a different name, out of something he can look up to, Allah gave him dirt, earth, mud, clay, dust. Iblis said, whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Lord. Why would you give me dirt and mud and tell me to go down in Sajjah for that for you? He couldn't comprehend with all that high intelligence. He now saw the other side of who he can be. Yes, he got permission just like you and I. Because this jinn, after Allah convinced the other jinn that was acting as angels that did not want to bow to mud and dirt. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wait until I breathe into Adam my spirit. Now you're not just bowing down to mud and dirt and clay and dust. You're bowing down to my Khalifa. That made him even angrier. So he asked for permission. He didn't just do this on his own. He said, oh, Lord, before you punish me, allow me to prove to you that Moran Muhammad and everybody else that's following Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm going to prove that they ain't worthy. They're not worthy. Now, keep in mind, there was no religion. I use that as a metaphor. There was no religion back then. So it couldn't have been, I'm going to prove to you that Christians are no good. I'm going to prove to you, Allah, that the Jews are no good. I'm going to prove the Hindus are no good. The Buddhists, I'm going to prove to you they're no good. There was no religion. Couldn't have said that. So what is it that he was trying to prove? He was trying to prove that this human being that came out of mud and dirt and clay, this human being, a Khalifa you call him, which is even stronger. They all, I'm going to take them to hell. He said, I'm going to come from the left, the right, and the back, and the front, and crisscross them. Allah said, you got permission. He said, but you can't come back up to this atmosphere. I come up this atmosphere to heaven, I'll burn you up. And all those who follow you, I'm going to burn all of y'all in the hellfire. Now, when I read that, brothers and sisters, I knew right then that there's no devil down in the earth. But we thought that was the devil's home in the earth with a pitfall. He looked at red with fire. That diabolical mind was trying to tell you, you thought it was physical. No, he was made out of fire. He is fire. But smokeless fire, not the fire you think it was. So Prophet Muhammad came into a spirit. He was in tune with his spirit, his soul. So the crowd called it hangover wine. Drunk, he did a hangover. Not this wine that Allah is talking about in the Quran. It's not physical, but it is your sensitivity, your senses. It's exciting, explosive, just like it ain't no physical cave. All that is kindergarten. We have the nine of power. Yes. And we stay hard on the nine of power, hoping that one of the angels would tap us. Well, hell, brother, they on your shoulder right now. You better have the nine of power for the angel. No, the nine of power is just what Prophet Muhammad said, got explosion and a new understanding who Allah is. That's the blessing. You read the Quran for 30 days and 30 nights. You fasting. But what are you abstaining from? You think Allah needs you to fast for him? You were showing you used to smoke, but during the month of Ramadan, you don't smoke. Men go out and just run through women, but during the month of Ramadan, they don't. The women go out and can have anybody say, hold it, I can't do it tonight because Ramadan is coming in 5 hours. So what are you fasting from? Cleaning your system to battle a whole year Satan is coming. Well, he is chained. He is. Satan is very highly intelligent. He ain't going to mess with you during the holy month of Ramadan. He just can't wait till you get finished that 29 days if it's early or that 30. It's definitely over. Here he comes. Now, brothers and sisters, I use these stories to get you to see it clearly. But this thing about close the ranks, toe to toe, if you just read, you will find out ain't nothing in that toe, that feet. Now, if you want to close the ranks, touch your sister with your shoulder. You don't have to, but go ahead. Because her heart is there. Your heart is there. It ain't in your feet. But they got us all messed up because we don't want to study. And Allah raised one from amongst us to teach us, but we got out the classroom. So here it is. That you get that explosion during the month of Ramadan. Yeah, that's power. Power knowledge scared him. Brother said he shook. I was shook too if somebody told me I was a vessel of God. But he took it physical. He was clean. He was Imam Wallace D. Muhammad. But prior to him, pardon me, I want you to take this out. Imam Wallace D. Muhammad was him. I'm saying they had a likeness. So let me clean that up. They have a likeness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said we're like a mirror. You know what a mirror is? You put 200 mirrors down in a row and turn them towards each other, the other 100, we all look the same. So we're a mirror of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why do you think that Dr. King, Nobel Drew Ali, Booker T. Washington, the boy, if I can name them all, Minister Farrakhan, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, all these men, Malcolm, they was a mirror of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, far as nature is concerned. The nature has nothing to do with their nationality and their education. For education came after you got your five senses, one from God, one from man. Man makes mistakes. So what is this? What is Allah saying to us? So we're the Khalifa. And a Khalifa is not an individual. A mirror of one soul is not an individual soul. It's one soul created by God, just like those mirrors. And so the Khalifa is your morals. And we're going to talk about that tonight, inshallah, and see if, in fact, I can give you more comprehension on what we are talking about. My sisters and brothers, y'all think this earth is coming to. How in the world can you think that Allah would let man, isn't that amazing, that he grew his spirit in, meaning all the no good politicians got the spirit of God in them. Did you not know that Donald Trump got the spirit of God in the Klan? They got the spirit of God in them. How about the brothers that call themselves imams that steals your money and rob you of your future? They got the spirit of God in them. So who is the Khalifa? Because after the Prophet passed away, they tried to call Abu Bakr a Khalifa. It didn't stick. Because you never heard the Prophet refer to any one of his companions as a Khalifa. Because he can't. The Khalifa is not an individual. If you can't grasp that, what about Adam? Is Adam an African? Is he an Italian or Irishman? Are he an Asian? Are he a European? Can't be. He's the father of all the human beings. So there we go again. We're trying to break everybody, but we all are the children of Adam. But yet we have different religions, different nationalities, different languages. Yeah, that's what man gave us. But you cannot touch that flesh. You cannot touch the flesh of the body. That's God's creation. And if you don't understand that, just look at the stupidity, outright stupidity, that they teach you that the flesh sinned. How in the world could a flesh sin, brothers and sisters, in this God's earth? How could it sin? It can't move without you. So the earth didn't sin. The earth is not Christian. The earth is not Jewish. The earth is not Jehovah's Witness. Everybody got their own side of the earth because why they split us up. But they didn't understand what goes into that earth came from the earth. I want to talk about that. You think about it. You named the earth. You named, some got long hair, some got knotty hair, some got white hair, black hair, different color hair. How about your nose? Some is thin, some is wide. How about your body? Some petite, some skinny, some are fat, some are out of shape. But you can't take their nature. I don't care what they look like. So the nature don't sin. It's you who sin that's in charge of the nature. So how are you in charge of the nature, but you gone, but the nature sin? Paganism. We are went right back, and they come in our masjid and talk like that. And none of them that talk like that, even though they're foreigners, they can't go home and be an imam. They're not qualified. And they can't. And the reason they're over here, because there's no democracy over there. And they love their family, so they come here where they can make $500,000, how about $1 million as a doctor, and they can send $100,000, and that $100,000 is like $25 million in their country. Oh, they live good. So that's why they stay here. Some of them come over here because it was too rough to be Islamic. Can't take it. So they come here. And they find out a group of people that's stuck on stupid has a love for me because why? I look like Farah. Why? Because I speak a language they don't know and don't understand it, and yet I'm talking to them. They refuse to learn English. You have to take your mind and wonder what he... you know what he said, but you listened to him, told you he was an imam. Hell, brothers and sisters, there was men that was called imam under the leadership of Imam Wazi Muhammad is still stuck on stupid. And still, why? Because they got out the classroom and went and let them teach them as if we didn't have a gift. I keep telling you, this is Blog Talk Radio, New African Rod speaks. I'm going to tell you the truth, because it is now happening. They have penetrated. They're getting ready to set up. And you have a right. You have a right. But I'll be damned if you're coming on my network and you're going to speak to the people that Father Imam wanted to see Muhammad and you say the wrong thing. I can't stop you. I'm not in charge. And my golly, don't be a female. You insult them, they're going to insult you. Hey, you go out there by yourself, you by yourself. And don't tell me you're with Allah, because that's the moral. You died that moral. You're dead. Because the Bible said, quote, Jesus is dead. He was crucified. It went on to say he was crucified on the cross. But Allah says Jesus was not dead. He was not crucified. They killed him not. What is the difference? Why did the Bible say it? And the Quran clears it up. Because Jesus died or not with bad morals. When you die, in the Bible and the Quran and all in Scripture, dead means that cigarette you smoking, that tobacco you taking, you just die. The morals is you just sexing and running through women, you just die. But not a moral death. I'm sorry. Immoral. Morals is the morals you have. A mortal is different. You don't die a mortal death. Only Allah is in charge with that. So your death is what? But Jesus did not die a mortal death. Matter of fact, in the Quran, Allah said, because he stayed in his morals, he was sent up to heaven. Whoa. Now tell me you don't have morals. So you Jesus. You could go to heaven too. I'd go to heaven too. But you get out your morals. You can't sell this community down. you just die. You can't let anybody come in front of us on our vehicle. Yes, if I create, brothers and sisters, this is your vehicle. Call, text me, email me, Rod, Muhammad, ask Rod, that's it. Ask Rod Muhammad at yahoo.com. Just send it to me. Tell me you want to get on the show. Tell me you want your own show. Now, I'm not just going to let you on. I need your background. I need to know if you're capable. And how do I learn that? Can't say I don't have a Christian on the phone. But she's a doctor. And she has a track record in sewing little girls up. She got a track record to spend her money and help people to get better. They come in there and her chairs cost $1,000 apiece. They don't have no money, and she teaches them. Come on, my ear, my sister. If a Jew, I got a rabbi, he knows what to say. They're highly intelligent. I would give him time on my station because why? He had revelation first. And don't you ever think they don't read the Holy Quran. However, it doesn't make him in Islam, but he's a Muslim in his nature. And he acts on his nature. But you just can't call me and say you brother so and X and you don't have a track record. You can't call me and say, oh yes, I follow you, man, want to see Muhammad, and didn't produce nothing. That's the first thing I want to know. What have you done in 10 years? Nothing. Well, forget that, because that happens. What are you doing 2 years? Nothing. Well, wait a minute. Email? Yes. How long? Well, I just come back from Saudi Arabia. I just came back from Africa. So that makes you an email? That makes you have knowledge, but you don't have wisdom. You ain't produced nothing. But get under the brother that's been there for 20 years with the knowledge. And if you have it, we'll see it, or we will train you. But you can't come into a community that started in 1930. We don't smoke, we don't drink. We don't do all those things that we have to teach you not to do because they come over here, they do it. This is why most of them are hung up. And guess what, brothers and sisters? Anytime they come to you, now they got a few faulty. This is a great diabolical mind. And you give Satan a platform. And the people that I looked at is going to question him. They are being paid and know what to say to him because he ain't stupid. He ain't going to let you expose who he is. So why you want to fight Joe Frazier? Why you want to fight George Foreman? If you're going to fight him, put Muhammad Ali in the ring with him. You're going to bring men that has no credibility in that field other than what they read? These men been playing this game for years. They got a new thing, brothers and sisters. I still don't know what you call it. I wish I could send it to you. This Caucasian, I think she's Caucasian, could be African-American, so I ain't going to say what her nationality is. But this woman said, look at these things jumping. I didn't know what the hell. Look at them fighting. Well, see, she's a scientist, and she's trying to say, yes, that's what came out of my head. Don't you let them tell you they want to take a test. They sticking things through your nose, through your mouth that's going to your brain, and they running around. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. So you're going to put someone that knows this is happening over top of us? We're the Khalifa. We ain't the ruler. We're the rare. We're the last thing to come on earth. But Allah gave us the overhead to be able to take care His earth, put our Father in charge over the God. So keep in mind, when He kicked our Father out of heaven, who was in Him? That jerk. Yes, that gem was in him. So he didn't leave the earth by itself. He left the earth with the gem in him. Yes, the angels were there. But his job is now to overcome the tricks of Satan from our nature. Our five senses, our being of the future, our soul, our spirit, and our taqwa. We stay in our morals. We can overcome them any day. But when you get an ego, you become egotistic. And when you think you're better than someone, you just die from your morals. And that's what Allah is saying. Morals are important, brothers and sisters. And we don't know how important our morals are. But don't turn on me. You go do what you want to do and what you want to say, but give me a group of men amongst us that love us and have faith in us. Give me those who study that Quran. That's with Imam Waliduddin Muhammad, and that's what I would name it. Beauty will allow the doctors and the scientists and all those who know what's happening, you can speak to them. We trust them. Ain't no way in the hell he coming in front of that. Because he's already exposed. They already exposed him, but you don't know it. You don't know he has a patent on COVID-19. How the hell he knew to do that? Because this is what they do. How do you know what? They got all kinds of tapes on Bill Gates. People in the world. 3 million of them need to be exterminated. How the hell you said that in the 80s and say you didn't say it now? I mean, so much is happening around you all, and you don't even have a clue, no idea. And scared to go to the people that Allah has given a gift to that knows this. Telling you, brothers and sisters, we didn't go to no school called biology. But my God, I can sit with any Jew, any Christian, and say, prove me wrong. Because Jesus said, I came here for my disciples to do what? Feed my sheep. That's what he came here. He fed the poor. But once again, it's physical to you all. Feed them what? Why in the world you think that they are taking the pill? Not just the black man and woman. The Catholics takes that pill because that's the flesh of the animals that you see. So they say that's the flesh of Jesus. Who want to eat someone's flesh? But they were savages then, and they used the right day to the modern time. Take this pill. I'm not insulting them. I'm telling you what it is. Then they said, when you take the pill, out of Jesus, it's okay, it's wine. It's not real blood, Marat, it's wine. But that is the physical way of making you think you literally drinking Jesus' blood. But the blood had nothing to do with it. The flesh had nothing to do with it. But they made a lot of money with it. And the same men that says two flesh come together, evil, but yet all those little kids that they turn over backwards, young boy, if that's not evil, how is two flesh coming together as evil? And then all the babies that those Catholic churches to put under the ground because you can't come on there, not even the government. But some way they found them. Who are they having babies? Can't be having it from the priest because the priest is messing with little boys. I believe it's men that comes in that's in the neighborhood because they're all in the black neighborhood. And they pay them for what? To have sex. And they can't show these babies, so they have to hide them. They got to kill them because none means none of this world. When you go against nature, it comes back to haunt you. You can't go against nature. You just died. You just died a moral death. But yet, we take the same people and give them our platform. And they say, I got nothing to do with it. That's a damn lie. You're stuck on, or you're getting paid. They come on our air telling our people, and they dying. They won't tell you how many people are dying from that shot. That everybody said you cannot make a virus medicine in 3 months, 1 year. And all of a sudden, it's being told we have to take it. And you listen to these politicians, you listen to these priests, but they ain't get the Muslims yet. Oh, yes, they have. It's getting ready to go on right now. I mean, this is why I come on the air. You can't shut me up until I allow remove me from here. I'm going to tell you the truth. And I'm going to back up everything I said. And this is why I bring to you, brothers and sisters, there's two angels on your shoulder, but you don't know it. You heard it, but you don't give a damn about it. But what is those two angels sitting there for? One tries to help you. Yes, because Allah moves the soul. Allah moves the spirit. That's what the angel on the right does. But it's in your ear. But you ain't listening. But the other angel takes you to hell because you don't know that your portfolio is being written by that angel. So let me leave you with this before I go further. When we go and make du'as for the deceased, it's called janazah. Just think about it. 100 of us were sent, never knew not to turn to your left. And I believe, because I'm a student of Imam Walisdi Muhammad, when I do a janazah, I will not turn to my left. You're talking about years ago. It caught on. The brothers are doing it now. Alhamdulillah. But why was we not turning to the left? Because we was not doing that. So if you go to these other janazahs, they don't have that. Because why? Because one looked like us, told us to do it. But it's simple. When you bow to your right, when you're making sajda prayer, you're talking to both angels. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Turn to your left. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. And some people just turn to the air or to the wall. They don't know they greet the angel on the right and the angel on the left because no one teaches. Unless you got an email that does it in your masjid, but that's not talking about 8 billion people out here. So a lot of us didn't know that. But we know how to turn to the right and how to turn to the left. And so when I do the janazah, I don't turn to the left. I don't teach nobody. You ask me, I'm going to tell you. He ain't there. When that breath, that spirit leaves your body, the angel go with it on the left. But on the right, all the way to God's creation, go into that grave. But not the one on the left. But we say, I saw a little up to the line, and that's it. Now I'm using these little things that no one is teaching us, and if all of us taught it, it would catch on. Because why? What Krishna is doing. What Krishna say, I saw an echo. What Krishna say, Allah is God. Because they know you ain't talking bad about Jesus. You are saying there's only one God. There's no difference from your God and my God. Now they are. Because why? We don't mingle amongst them. Why they kafas? So I need to smack you. Your mama brought you in here, but she's a kafa. You couldn't breathe. You couldn't eat. You could only sleep. You was in paradise. And you come here, and see, now you have to breathe that spirit, or you dead. You come here and still burn. That's why they smack you on your tail so you can breathe in the spirit of Allah. That's the only way you're going to make it here. So now you're on your own. But you got to be helped. Your mama, she catch you while you're trying to walk. You're sick, she nurses you back to health. She feeds you, she gives you that breast, and you got pure milk. She changes your diaper. She teaches you who you are. She gives you her language. Whatever language she speaks, the way she wants, she's going to communicate with you. You're very highly intelligent. But soon you get 12, 13, 14, 15, and come to a religion and say, my mom is a kafa. And you can't hurt Allah, religion. But you shame us because there's no such thing. You can be a kafa once you get 40 and you learn it, but you chose not to agree. This religion is not a suit of clothing. You don't put it on and take it off when you want it. Go back to another religion. They allow you to do it. You make it. But you can't play with this religion. Because when you play with this religion, what you get? Nothing. We say with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the Lord of all the worlds, we thank Allah. We thank him for giving us a mercy on Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah. And we thank him. We thank him for allowing us to wake up today. We thank him for breathing. We thank him for guiding us, for Allah guides us. There's no better person to guide us but Allah himself. And this is why we salute his shield of the prophet, his messenger of God, slave servant to Allah, a prophet to us, in Prophet Muhammad. Peace and blessings be upon him that is mentioned in the Bible and then is given to us in the Holy Quran. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. We say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salakallah wa deen. Brothers and sisters, I had so much to say to you on this. I don't know what happened, but this is not our program. And they will cut you off when they decide to cut you off. It's okay. One day we will have our own and we'll be able to control our own airways. But allow me to close out. So much for Donnell Kareem and his beautiful wife. If I say anything to hurt anyone from the bottom of my heart, I surely apologize. If I say anything incorrect, I'm human. We say subhanAllah. But if I say anything to allow you to stand up in your spirit, stand up in your soul, stand up in your deen, I will fit you in the nature in which you have been created, your God-given gift of your belief and your faith in Allah. But he will not accept it if you don't love him. Love is powerful. Don't give me that credit. Give that credit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah glorify his name. And I greet you from our father, Adam, which I could never get off that subject so we can learn about our father, Adam. And I greet you about our father of the intellectual mind of all nationality, and as Abraham. Oh, I can tell you the stories about Abraham that you can see in your life and his wife, who you all should study, and Haji, who you should study, and you'll be better women. That's why Allah gives us these pictures in the Quran. And I greet you from Jesus Christ. Christ means Muslim, and he came here to take down the fig tree. So, and cutting down the fig tree, the figs, it's got a lot of seeds, and the Jews was propagating. Allah had to stop that. And then, of course, the Jews created Christianity. And that's why Allah said they did not kill Jesus at all. So Jesus did what God asked him to do, and he went right to paradise. And we greet you from Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah. And we greet him, Prophet, with the excellent suit, peace and blessings be upon him. I was your host tonight, Malan Muhammad. Tune in tomorrow. Eli Obey will be on from 7 to 8. He's so nice, he does it twice, and he comes back on Friday, 7 to 8. And then on Thursday. And then Friday is the great-grandson, Booker Musa, Muslim Babui. He comes on during Juma, and we come on at 5 o'clock, Ask Murad Muhammad. And then Saturday is my niece, Salima Muhammad and then Nadira Muhammad, and they all have a wonderful show. They come at 11 o'clock a.m., and then Dr. O, she returns at 7 to 8 on Sunday. Thank you, may God be with you. We ask Allah to bless all of us and separate our faults from our goodness, our service the East from the West, and grant you Jannah. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. Peace and love. Assalamu alaikum.